The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, a Man Down Mashup Wednesday, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. It is October 8th today, and the theme coincidentally coincides with what is happening on Bay Street at this present time. But I want to build up the theme because I want Aaron Green to respond to one or two things. The other day when you were out, Aaron, I had a first-time caller. Engaged me. I enjoyed her conversation. She questioned whether I am biased in terms of being a talk show host. And of course, I listened. Other people called in and said, no, Nuri is not biased. Nuri is not biased. Nuri and Aaron analyzed the news. Of course, each of us may have our own slant, but the idea is you analyze the news and leave the listening audience to come to their own conclusion. Today, I want to analyze the news again. And the theme for today is, it's the little things that will cost you. That's the theme. So I want the listening audience to listen to that theme, use that theme as you engage us today. It's the little things that does cost you, right? This is where the lady would say, boy, see, you biased, you're talking about them again. The Progressive Liberal Party, the government, I'm moving from the word Progressive Liberal Party and say the government, has a mandate to manage our economy, our society, and based on what the PLP did in their plan, they list a laundry load of things that they want to accomplish, they want to start, they would be successful of. When this general election comes up, they're going to put that laundry list of things they claim they accomplish to the Bahamian people, and the Bahamian people will analyze whether they feel comfortable with their so-called success, or where they say, no, you start that, but that don't count. That isn't enough to warrant a second term. Right? It's a big thing now amongst people. Everyone's saying that, everything is a flip-flop. One government to the next government to the next government. And the PLP is trying to get a two-term, right? Which haven't happened in 20-odd years. So it's a big deal for them, right? It's a big deal for them in terms of their ego, in terms of bragging rights, so on. So you're into downtown. Downtown people aren't happy. The teachers aren't happy. The laymen aren't happy. And the Progressive Liberal Party administration say, man, I hear you are not happy, but these are the things I'm doing. There are people who are complaining about the roads, but they say, we're paving roads like crazy. But I say, you're not paying attention. There are Bahamians who are saying that the road is, especially in New Providence, is in the worst state ever. And I don't care if you paving one or two things in the family island. We just don't care because the roads is in the worst state ever. There are people who is saying the hospital is dismal. This air conditioned thing is bad. And you, whatever you say, but we're building the next hospital down the road, we don't care because the hospital is bad. Right? There are people who are saying that, but I'm doing all these investments to empower Bahamians in terms of schools and opportunities. Yes, there's schools and opportunities there. You can't fault it. You can go and have the laundry list of things that you've accomplished. But there are people who are complaining that whatever you're doing, it's not enough. Progressive Liberal Party say, man, we deporting people like crazy, legal immigrants. In fact, we have the record numbers of ever deporting people. They have the record. It's the truth. They're lying. They have the record numbers of how many people are here in the country's illegally, they change in terms of sentences of criminals or who molested anything. We see it. However, there are Bahamians who saying, man, you see the numbers of the migrants? What you're doing just inadequate. And now we have the general elections coming up, looming. right? Where the government, and by extension, the party, the Progressive Liberal Party, is going to put their list of things they have accomplished to the Bahamian people who will be PLPs, FNMs, and who else ever left, right? And there are disgruntled PLPs, there's the disgruntled FNMs, and then the populace is disgruntled. And you could spin whatever you want to say, but, here, see what they're doing? Stop complaining. And then there is those people who say, watch. Because you look like your head hot. Watch. And that's why I'm coming to the listening audience. I'm going to speak to Aaron first. And I see you, Carlos. I see all the lines lit up. Should Bahamian people be grumbling? Why things the government saying that they are doing? Things that they are successful with? But I'm not sure if they're listening to the murmurs. And I say, it's the little thing. Because nobody should be downtown protesting today. But go ahead, Aaron.
First of all, should Bahamians be grumbling? Let me answer it this way. There are far more effective ways to voice their concerns, complaints, and requests. So no, they shouldn't be grumbling. They should be finding more effective ways to communicate with the government, right? They should be consistently communicating their concerns with the government. And this idea that they shouldn't, this idea that you should just call it complaints, turn it into a slur and shut people up, is it's antithetical. It is abhorrent to our system of governance. It just is an anathema. That means it's like a madness. It shouldn't exist. Yes, people should be raising their concerns. The volume that they use to raise their concerns, lack of attention being paid to their concerns.
I'm not sure if you saw the town hall meeting out west. West, they flooded. Some parts of the west still flooded. Yeah. You know, through the West Grove or whatever it is. They had the lady who was the president of their association. Mm-hmm. She made reference to the new hospital, because the new hospital is a good thing. But she and her community are saying they ain't happy. An election coming because you're not listening to me. That's what she's saying. Y'all are not listening to us, right? You're coming to us in a matter of months, and your explanation is not adequate. And I'm saying somebody ain't listening.
Is there an explanation at all? Did they give an explanation at all?
They just tell you they're building it. That's what it is. It's the little things. Let's go to the callers now, because I'm not sure if people, the powers that be, understanding that it's the little things that can cost them. Go ahead, Carlo.
Like the things they thought they could get away with.
Things they thought they can get away with. So don't worry about that. Look at these big shiny things.
Don't worry
that
about stop signs.
No. Don't worry about this crater being here for coal.
Don't worry about the people parking their car in the road opposite the Prime Minister's office and then somebody telling them, if you don't like parking your car where people is tea from it, go park it in the Prime Minister's parking lot. I couldn't mention you. I don't understand this. Who says these things?
It's
but more importantly,
things.
Who gets away with saying these things?
Just to the listening audience today, as we analyze on this Man Down Mash of Wednesday about the little things. Are the little things important? Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Call you live. Call again once. Let's move on to the next caller. Go ahead, Guardian Radio AM.
Hey, great show, you see. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well. It's a little thing.
I doing extremely well, because me and you had a public bet about 2 weeks ago, right, pertaining something called a strike. We bet two chicken party. I said that if they strike, I get two chicken party. You publicly said that no, you don't think they will strike.
No one strike yet. No one strike yet.
They ain't strike yet?
Not yet.
So I just let you know to start preparing to go by original party to get my two-part party.
Once they strike, you can get your two-part party. But they ain't strike
no
yet.
Party. Once we understand on that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay. The teachers. They demonstrating. Strike is something different.
See, that's what happened when you're making bets. You get to be very, very technical on the terms.
I know what strike is.
You need a strike certificate.
You need a strike vote. You need a strike vote and shut down all the schools. I ain't thinking they're going that far.
Cousin, let me help you word your bets next time, okay?
They ain't going that far. Demonstration and strike is too. Back to you,
but just
Aaron.
In case there's a strike, you know where the chicken patty place is, though.
I can get the expensive one. You know, up on top of the hill on Nassau Street.
You could afford that?
No. but I'm willing to buy the expensive one.
Okay.
I don't go get no cheap chicken patty when I bed. I got to go to high end to let you know that's disnerry now. This ain't no prom. This ain't no politician promising things. When I bet and I lose, I come up full force with pageantry and thing. I recorded and all. Let people know, this man. But let's go back. Let's go back to the conversation, Aaron. The little things. Mm-hmm. If you listen to PLP people, they say, man, we are shoo-in to win. That's what they say. They said, we're doing everything right. Right? There's some small things. See the little things again? There's some small things that could be ironed out. But the big picture, we are doing everything right. Then I watched the F&M.
I like how you use the word picture.
Then I watched the F&M, who are now, when you say coalescing, they're coming together. And they're not perfect, but they're quiet. They ain't trying to subdue all the murmuring and the bickering as much as they can. And I assume, I only can assume, because I can assume that they're trying to get in by default. And the default is, these people are going to self-implode, right, at the end. And then we start seeing cracks. I'm not sure if you're seeing cracks into this PLP machinery. There are cracks.
The PLP machinery, PLP machinery or the Davis administration machinery.
You may have to explain the difference to me.
Well, I hope Bahamians understand the difference.
There's a
difference between the PLP party and the Davis administration. Mm-hmm. They are not the same thing, even though often it appears as if they are so. Often they behave as if they are the same thing. Like the celebration of Majority Rule Day. Mm-hmm. That's a national celebration. Mm-hmm. Within this term it is celebrated, that celebration should be hosted by the Davis administration and not the PLP party. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't see the chairman of the PLP at that event. We should see the Minister of Foreign Affairs at that event, or the MP for Fox Hill at that event, but not the chairman of the PLP party.
And I would say, in respond to you, and for you to respond, but that's small things, man.
It's the small things that get you.
You see where we going in this conversation? It's the little things. And I'm not sure this administration is watching the little things.
Right. I don't know what was going through the former minister, Renwood Wells' head, when he was at that press event or activity at that moment when he was speaking to the press announcing the turn left on red law. I don't know if he saw the part of the law that said there must be a sign. And he said, man, that's small things. We get to that later. Because you, by missing that small thing, now you have cars turning right on red in front of the police. Now you have this, because let's make the link. Because y'all may not think there is no link, but I'm telling you, right? There is a correlation between a developer opposite the office of the prime minister whose staff parks their car in the road. Opposite the office of the prime minister.
Let's
hash this out. And whose staff say that they were told by their bosses, if you don't like parking your car somewhere that it's at risk of being broken into, go throw it in the prime minister's office parking lot.
Let's include that.
There's got to be a correlation.
Let's include that. Let's include that in the conversation, because we can say the little things, Aaron. It's been 4 years we've been talking about turning left. Mm-hmm. I'd like. Has anyone addressed it yet?
No.
The little things.
That's what I'm saying.
For 4 years, we were talking about people parking in the median. Behemoths complain, agitate, said this can't be in front of the prime minister, office of the prime minister. Has anyone dealt with it yet?
And let me tell you something. If I were a migrant, see, sometimes y'all don't shake your head right. If I were a migrant and I'd been in the Bahamas for 2 minutes, I come into the Bahamas. Y'all need help. If I'm a migrant, if I'm a good Christian migrant from the outside, I say, look at how both sides could benefit. Because from the outside looking in, the Bahamas needs help.
And when you say help, are you trying to say, are we struggling?
With the little things.
Yeah, go back to the little things. That's the theme for the day. It's the little things that will get you.
Watch this. Everybody's economy is struggling right now. Everybody is everybody has issues with food security and ensuring that all of their citizens can eat. If there's every country in the world dealing with that. Not every country in the world dealing with citizens that insist on driving in their, no, better yet, members of the government who would drive in a red plate car and run red lights with their cell phone next to their face. And then when other drivers bring it to their attention, not that you're breaking the law per se, but that you almost hit their car, you gonna threaten and cuss them on your good government job in your good government car? In car? So what I'm saying is, when migrants come into this country and see the little things, and me as a good Christian, I come in and say, hey, these people need help.
We can talk about that too. Let's go to the callers here. The number again is 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. And we're talking about the little things. We're going to the caller right now. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. It's the little things that matter. And does the government see it? Go ahead, caller. Call Gurren once. Call Gurren twice. Okay, we clear that the board again. And call you guys, call back.
323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259-242-300-5720.
Yeah. This text here says Lutra people are not happy with electricity and water. But Lutra people have been suffering for a while without electricity and water. And some would say they have, especially, that's not, where Clay Sweeten is? North or South?
I don't know anymore.
I think it's South. Let's call it South.
Yeah, I think it's South.
Right? He is being touted as one of the better MPs, ministers of the PLP administration, for whatever reason, right? But people in the Lutra saying, man, we ain't getting that service. And you're representing us.
It's a little thing, Stuart. When they started, I think it was one of the Family Island Road Works projects, right? It's a great picture. The minister, because he's responsible for works, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's on the work site, mm-hmm. like messing with a shovel in his hand. But the picture is a PR moment. A call will be coming to you right now. He's on the work site. He's wearing boat shoes.
Boat shoes.
It's the small things. Good morning, caller.
We're trying to get you, caller. Go ahead, you're live.
Okay, my question is with a small thing. I was out quit for about 9 weeks, right?
Hold on. Can you speak louder for us, please? And turn down your radio.
Okay. I was out sick from work for 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought in my prescription NIV.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling me that they only pay for 1 day. They don't pay for the first 3 days.
Yes.
And they also don't pay for the weekend.
Yes.
So my question is, if I was sick on Wednesday, and they don't pay me for the first 3 days, which is going to be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they don't pay me for Saturday and Sunday, does that mean I cannot get a claim?
None. I suffered that too. I understand what you go through and the frustration. It don't make sense to me, but that's what they say.
Does the industry that you're in, without revealing the work that you do, is there a union that you can turn to?
No.
Okay, I understand.
And thank you very much, caller. This is a warranted call because I've experienced the same frustration you're going through. Whereas I work in the hotel industry, right? We work 7 days a week, weekends, whatever it is. NIB does not pay out for weekends. They work Monday through Friday.
Shut up.
That's what it is.
Shut up. No, shut up. What you mean? In a tourism, hold on.
Yes,
in a tourism industry where tourism is the number one stunner, you telling me that NIB does not recognize weekend days as work days?
No. Let's continue the conversation. The first 3 days of the sixth slip, they don't recognize. What if forever? Because remember, the first 2 days, technically. You have two call-outs.
Play the gospel music, producer.
You have two call-outs.
Play the gospel
and
music.
Then, if you run into the weekend, I think it's a warranted concern, but it is what it is.
It is what it is right now.
Oh, yeah.
So there is no union for managers in the hospitality area?
That's not just management. That's for all workers. Straight across the board.
Okay, so...
Straight across the board. That's everybody. Like I said, I understand what the caller is saying. I understand. I don't like it.
I understand why.
Especially when I needed my money. I didn't like it at all. I put in vacation days to cover that. That's the only way to get money. But it's someone to discuss with and say, that don't make no sense. But it's been decades like that. It's not something new. This is what it is.
It's a small thing.
I have to write that to Dwight, because Dwight's have NIB come on every month. Just mm-hmm. ask them about that. Let me text mm-hmm. Dwight right now and say, as a question when they come on, why can't I get no weekend benefits? Yeah.
When you work weekends.
When I work
because, weekends. Because you work shifts and you work weekends. Mm-hmm. Because we're in a tourist economy and the country never shuts down. There's always somebody working every day, including weekends.
I have a text here. I'm not sure who it's for, but I'll put it into the conversation today. It's a little things. It says, the text is saying they would like to hear a show on Bahamians of Haitian descent, professionals, and how they impact the Bahamas positively. So, Bahamians of Haitian descent are Bahamians, full stop, right?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So the show is going to be about how Bahamians...
No.
No?
No. The show is going to be about how Bahamians of Haitian descent impact the country positively.
But all immigrants, people of immigrant impact, if they work in, impact positively. I just try to understand...
Not all impact...
Give me one. He was in Bahamian, though. And that's an individual one.
Some foreigners have more rights than Bahamians in the Bahamas.
True. But are you saying that Canadians do not impact positive because he's a Canadian? We're talking about rearranging now. You say Haitian Bahamians. Do they impact the Bahamas positively? Of course they do. They work. Professionals. I've come across Haitian Bahamian nurses, doctors, lawyers. They're Bahamians. They're just regular people.
You call in, you assessing taxes in that way, that it's a positive contribution. Taxes are what people have to pay.
Mm.
That's what people have to pay.
But all people pay taxes, right?
Exactly. So why are we assessing it as something, a positive contribution, right?
Now you see where I'm going. Let's go to the next caller there. Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, guys. How are you all this morning?
Doing well. We're talking about the little things.
Let me ask you a quick question. I mean, I don't know if you all have the answer. What all the hullabaloo was about this morning about the protest?
You mean why?
And I have an answer for you guys.
You mean why the teachers them doing a demonstration?
I mean, Melinda Wilson and Kingsley Ferguson, because I'm watching something that The Guardian just put out, all right, a video with Kingsley Ferguson and Melinda Wilson, his son.
Her name is Belinda Wilson.
Pardon me?
Her name is Belinda.
Let me respond to you still.
But I'm saying they brought all those people downtown and now they're walking with the Prime Minister, holding the Prime Minister hand.
Did the Prime Minister come out to walk with them?
Hold on, caller.
Did the Prime Minister come out for them to walk?
Yes, sir.
That means it worked.
It didn't work.
Did he not come out?
He came out.
It worked.
Look at the video.
Hold on, you guys just put it up. Here's the question, sir. Okay, yes, but we can't look at it right now because we're on the air. That's mood. So we're not rowing about that. Here's a question I want to ask you. Uh-huh. Do you think the protest was necessary, but it was ineffective, or you don't think the protest was necessary at all?
I don't think the protest was necessary. The reason why I'm saying that, because it still turned out to be political, because if you look in the crowd, you will see Shannon Dawn, you see several of those guys in the pictures, right? On the last municipal them from not giving them a raise.
Okay, so Pat, what you're saying is that you think that the demonstration or protest itself was ineffective and either intentionally or unintentionally got co-opted by political actors?
Intentionally.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Colin.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Back to my point with the little things, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were scores of Bahamians downtown demonstrating today.
Mm-hmm.
Something urged them to come downtown that they were vexed about. They wanted the Prime Minister to address.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't happy. It's the little things. Because it shouldn't happen, but it did happen. It's the little things that will cost people. And that's what the topic of what is today about. Someone is ignoring the little things.
Like you see this article, Trump halts Bahamian mail deliveries to U.S.? Now, that's just the headline, yeah. Right? That seems sensational. Mail sent by Bahamians to the U.S. has been halted because the post office's, quote, partner airline, close quotes, is refusing to accept any outbound deliveries due to the Trump administration's imposition See, it's the little things.
It's the little things.
This is a big story, Nuri.
It's a big story, and it needs to be hashed out to explain to us.
And there should have been, I don't see a, now I haven't read through the entire story, right? And it says, Minister Mitchell, Foreign Affairs, confirmed to Tribune Business prior to the ministry's release that no mail is being sent to the U.S. unless the 15% tariff is paid. It was not clarified whether the Bahamian government, the consumer, or some other party would be responsible for paying it. Clarify it right now.
One time?
No, no, this is a small thing. This is about to be a huge thing.
It's a little
clarify thing. It. And if you can't clarify it, let the government pay it in escrow. You keep the records. You government play it to ensure the continuity of communications. And then after the determination is made, if it is that the consumer have to pay it, then send the bill to the consumer.
Yeah. It's the little things. Let's go to the caller. So this text says, good morning to you both. It's the little things. I bet come next election, they will be out here singing where the fans at and their boots were on the ground. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Yeah, Aaron, thanks. I was totally oblivious to that situation with the mail going to the States. I want to know, is it reciprocal? You know, another thing is that the last caller, he's always self-serving. As time passes and we get closer to the revelations, you'll see a lot of people deifying mailmen. He seems to be just that. Like, why would he suggest, because Shenandoah Cartwright is on a protest that is political, so you can't show solidarity anymore? You see how narrow-minded and blinded some people are? But I didn't even call for that. Here's what I'm calling for. I live in the inner, right? Amongst Haitian Bahamians, Haitians alike, Bahamians alike. And here's what I see that nobody's seeing, all right? They don't move around. They don't know the social dynamics. Here's what I see. I see a chronology and a chain of events where young men, a lot of them are dropping out of high school, a fool, right? Don't know how to use a tool. But you know which tool they know how to use, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they, there's a proliferation. There's many of them. They hang around. There's nothing wrong with grass. What I'm saying is, it's a compounding factor here. They drink liquor, getting sicker, right? And they hang around. They have nothing to do. You see them on these motorbikes. You see them with these cars. They have these chop shops, et cetera, et cetera. And they, back in the days when you graduated from school, Aaron, what happened? You get a job right away, and you start working. You go to the College of the Bahamas. You learn a trade or whatever it be. And what happens is the population is increasing so much. And tell the social dynamics is you're going to have a lot of young men who just come out of high school, go straight to the streets, the university of the streets, hustling, doing whatever they got to do to survive. And then you see the fallout. Everyone has a gun. Everything is gun, gun, gun. Everybody say something to you, gun, 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 gun this, gun that. And you do the math. If you really think they care about me and you and these people in the inner city, then that's what I'm concerned about. All of these people who blinded to this particular social dynamics that's going on in the city, and then you proliferate with liquor stores and eyesores and all these different things. You know, Aaron, we need to address this problem, you know. I'm tired of people coming on this radio talking foolishness, you know.
I appreciate you.
We need to address this issue, you know.
Yep.
Thanks again.
It needs to be addressed, you know.
It needs to be addressed, 52.
With honesty and transparency and accountability, right?
This is amusing text. It's not amusing funny. It's amusing, right? It says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. I got hurt on the job, but was told by NIB working hours. They're working. But, see, I don't know.
Do you all know where the Eugene Depuch Law School Legal Aid Clinic is? To the people, I've been waiting all my life to say this, to people listening to the sound of my voice, if you're covered by the sound of my voice, if you have a legal issue, if you have an issue like a work issue, employment issue, right, and you don't have a union that you're attached to, then you look for the Eugene Depuch Law School Legal Aid Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Eugene Depuch Law School Legal Aid Clinic. Do you know that that your work life includes on your way to work? The ILO, the International Labor Organization, the work life includes on your way to work, leaving your house and going to work includes your work life. Get legal advice, Texter, please.
Top the caller there, Kermit. This text says, speaking about little things, CA and Aaron, despite all of the garbage bins on Goodman's Bay, go there on any given Monday morning and you'll see garbage all over Goodman's Bay. Just nasty people.
So okay, but also, it is the little things. The garbage bins are not the appropriate size or the appropriate type for the beach. Secondly, with the amount of people that use that area, you need to have attendants on the beach constantly picking up garbage. You need to have trucks coming through at least twice a day, or three times, one in the morning, one in the evening, and one in the middle of the day minimum to pick up bags of garbage. These are little things. This is a whole science. You're going to just throw tree bin up on the beach and say, oh, man, the people them nasty, though.
Yeah. Let's go to the caller there. Guardian Radio AM. We're saying the little things that cause elections. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you there?
And Mr. Nuri.
Hey.
Morning.
Good morning. Yeah, Aaron, the question you asked, I believe the protest was necessary, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was ineffective, right?
Okay.
And why I say that is because this, they left Odell with a date that is not actually a real date, right?
Mm-hmm.
The prime minister gave them a date called before Christmas. What time is that, if anybody can help me with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, as a former civil servant, right,
mm-hmm.
civil servants normally get paid on the 19th, and that's a date before Christmas.
Yeah.
Right? That's an actual date,
mm-hmm.
right? So I believe, you know, for them to leave, after taking those people and that I support them doing, but they leave Odell with that date, that's unknown. That have my mind boggled because you should have been, the prime minister should have been more specific in giving a date because it isn't like they don't know what is taking place. Right? So it appears that it's going to, whatever meeting they are proposing to have or when they have it, it's going to be another drawn out situation and it's going to lead right back up to it. The 19th of December, when is the government pay day?
Look here, cousin, you married? You married?
He's an analyst.
Look here, I'm looking for somebody to take, I didn't mean to say that out loud. I'm looking to become prime minister. I don't want to usurp the Commonwealth of the Bahamas government. I can just pick another island and start over, man.
Yeah, I can work with you, man. Aaron.
You could bring your own wife. If you don't have to marry me, just bring...
I can marry you. Let me tell you why I can marry you, Aaron.
Yeah.
The food with you, the meals with you to speak cooking, I understand why you ain't married, because you was going to play insurance.
If you ask the police, they know why I ain't married.
This has been Guided Radio AM. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. It's the little things. It's the little things, and people aren't paying attention. But little things has cost big things, especially when you ignore the little things. We'll be right back.
Call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona today.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361. This October, let's come together for hope, support, and strength.
It's the Sister Breast Cancer Support Group Dollar Day, happening Friday, October 17th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. right on the Nassau Guardian grounds, Carter Street.
And the best part? With just $1, you can help make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Every dollar counts toward awareness, education, and support for women battling this disease.
Come out, drop a dollar, and stand with us for a cause that touches so many lives.
Join us on Friday from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. and let's turn every dollar into hope.
That's the Sister Sister Breast Cancer Dollar Day. Proudly sponsored by the Guardian Media Group, Star 106.5, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Nassau, Bahamas.
Alive in the building. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I dance, Lord, dance. You ready? Where them fans at? Where them fans at? Where them fans at? Hear me one time. Oh, 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 I got my boots on the ground.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. The PLP believes that they have the boots on the ground.
Hold, hold on, that ain't the DRM theme song?
That, well,
that ain't water boots on. Oh, we got the water boots on the ground.
They were wearing water
That's
boots.
That's a PLP song?
It's a PLP. They believe that they have the boots on the ground.
Let me, the small things.
The small things.
The small things.
Yes.
First of all, your last theme was Ride the Wave with Brave. What boots? Why do you need boots? I thought we was in the water. Second of all, it's the small things, right? Why don't you have a Bahamian song? I mean, you didn't even get a Bahamian to cover the song.
Election ain't yet.
How do you instill confidence in me that you invested in the Bahamas, that you are going to govern like there's no other place you could be but the Bahamas, but your political party song is a popular American song?
Let me beat you now.
I call it coming to you right now.
But LaRota also charged you recently too. You specifically, Aaron.
I don't owe social services any money.
No. I can tell you what LaRota said. LaRota says Bahamian women need to have more kids to keep NIB. Let's talk about you. You need to have at least two to save NIB, and you're not. You just said we need to be committed.
I tell you,
you are not committed for the Bahamas.
I was asking.
You need to take two for the team.
I was asking the police how I could. I took two for the team, and now I can't. I can't. I'm not allowed to, Nuri.
Yeah.
By law.
Two for. Let's go to the court because you need to have some kids.
It's the small things.
I'm just saying. It's just. Oh God, I'm crazy. It's the small things. We better read that into the record. And how do we save NIB? We have too many women out there who are not having any children. And they need to have one or two, or we have to import some immigrants to have.
No, you know when people say, "Oh, I got slapped up in the back of my head, and I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me."
Yeah.
There's some of us who to hear that is traumatic. I don't know. You know, I think there are people who are decided. No, I don't know if I want to bring children into
you
a
gotta
world
save NIB?
Where other people think you could just slap up anybody, children, however
gotta,
you want.
Someone got to save NIB. Let's go to the caller here, Kermit. And get that article ready so we can find out who they talk about. I say they're talking to Aaron Dem, who we haven't turned yet. You know,
I mean, it really does sound like they're talking to me.
He met you. He met you. I saw the name. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Guided Radio AM.
Yeah, a pleasant good morning, Aaron and CA.
Good morning.
Listen, you know, the Bible says that it is the little foxes that spoils. The wine. It's not the big things. What they tell you to sweat the what?
Mm-hmm.
Sweat the petty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The people say, you know, watch the pennies and
the pounds will take care of themselves.
The dollars will take care of themselves. The problem is, Aaron, it's so much little stuff that it becomes what? A whole heap. And you don't know where to start. It's just so many little stuff that have been just left right there. And it has become a mountain now that they don't even know where to start. You know, I was listening to Dwight at the people on from the Securities Commission. and they were talking about these
potential scams.
Schemes, right? We have a law that the members of parliament, the prime minister specifically, introduced, and it says that that people who are found to be perpetuating these things, they will be prosecuted. When Dwight Oxenman about that, he said, well, it's another agency and whatnot. So what is the purpose of these laws? What are these little stuff? His last advice was to Bahamians, you need to be aware, make yourself aware. But he didn't say anything about the poison. He should have said, and those who of you who are all these things, you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. No money was given to them. Mm-hmm. And so people take these things for granted. Then, hey, man, listen, money, the government ain't checking for us. But, you know, we pass the anti-gang law. The commission of police says, oh, we're going to be charging somebody soon. How long has it been? Because you know why? Somebody knows somebody who knows somebody. Say, listen, give them a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let them go. And all of these little things. That's why we don't have no. Everybody seems to just be doing whatever they want in our country. And we, the government, need to be the government. The law need to be the law. The immigrants, they come. They do whatever they want to.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinatown people, they started knocking down the Chinatown. Then they stopped. Somebody must be calling them and tell them, listen here, stop. What is going on in this country, CA? Huh? Are we a country of laws or what?
It's little things.
Country of the when the Fred, what do you name? FBC, whatever name, mm-hmm. the crypto mine.
FTX.
You know, the first thing the Attorney General said, we are a country of laws. So we're going to follow the laws? Are we really a country of laws?
Do we really respect the rule of law?
You know, and so this is the problem. Mm-hmm. You know, like some, I think it was some. In the press yesterday, who said that, you know, if the people see that the government is disciplined, then the people will be as well. But when we see the government, like how Aaron says, the government vehicles and so on and so forth, what do you think the citizens are going to do?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Carl.
People say, they're staying somewhere.
Let me give you another example, Yuri. Market Street North, but heading south, heading towards Peck Slope, Market Street right in front of the Central Bank, mm-hmm. right? On the western side of Market Street, there's a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
On Market Street, as you get closer to the light on the top of the hill, there's one pedestrian crossing. It's at the top of the hill. The space, the area that the most people use to traverse from the parking lot to Central Bank and across the road is at the bottom of the hill where the gate in, there's a second entrance into the parking area. Do you know that like 90% of the people who move from the Central Bank to the parking lot and from the parking lot across the road to the Central Bank, like they refuse to use the pedestrian crossing?
Mm-hmm.
The pedestrian crossing right there, you know. But here's the better part, because it's the small things. You know how easy it is for somebody at the Central Bank to indicate to Ministry of Works or the Ministry of Transport that they need to put the pedestrian, a second pedestrian crossing at the bottom of the hill where 90 road? And every day going through there, right, I have to be on extra high alert to observe people because they just pop out the gate and walk straight into the road. It's the littlest of things. But here's the next little thing. That whole area from Central Bank straight up over Peck Slope onto East Hill Street or East Street Hill,
mm-hmm.
the government house right there, that's supposed to be one of the most tightly secured areas in the country. You ain't supposed to be able to get away with any type of foolishness in that area because Government House is right there and Central Bank is right there. The Bahamas Mortgage Corporation is right there. RF Trust is right there, right? And every day is a cornucopia of a cacophony of foolishness on that road. Every day, the people in the fancy cars running the stop sign at Peck Slope, parking illegally, and block in Parliament Street, when Parliament Street meets East Hill Street, they block it. I mean, it's a joke. It's the small things. That whole area is supposed to be about security. Everything is secure, and nobody complies with anything in that area. It's the very, very small things.
Yes, it's the little things, but we tend to ignore it. Let's go to the caller there before we run out of time. Go ahead, caller. Guy and Miriam.
All right, Neri. You know, it'd be of the I always agree with Aaron Green, you know. It ain't the government. It ain't the FNM. It ain't the PLP. It's us, especially us black Bahamians. We, when the light turned red, three of us was on the red light. And we, like, we killing one another. Then the government would kill one another. We go on the beach, we leave the garbage on the beach. You know what I mean? We also have white behemoths in this country. You don't see them leaving garbage and running the red light and killing one another. So it's a learned behavior. You know, it's by the time we look in the mirror and start blaming the government for everything. You know, mm-hmm. Let's say what we could do for the country, not also what the country could do for us, man.
Mm-hmm. Let me
give you a perfect example. People buck up in the back of my car all the time. Here's three different experiences with three different types of people in the Bahamas, right? East Street, South, somebody run into the back of the car in traffic. I get out the car to check the car. A person gets out the car. They have a Jamaican accent. You know, the woman asked me why I get out my car.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Sanders Highway, right? Somebody, they run the stop sign, run into the back of my car. You know what they asked me? What stop sign, man? Why you run this? What's as a Bahamian, full Bahamian accent. When the white upper class, maybe politically exposed person run into the back of my car, you know, they got out the car and offered to pay for everything. Asked me if I was okay, if I need anything, right? It's just a matter of attitude.
And culture.
I bet you all three had no intention of paying nothing, but they all came at it differently.
Let's see what Laroda say about you, man.
Learn behavior.
Read that a couple of Laroda say about you.
Laroda, Bahamians need to have more kids to keep, and sometimes I spell Aaron that way. Bahamians have been told, have more children. The country's low birth rate threatens the long-term survival of the National Insurance Board, says Miles Laroda, the Minister of Social Services, Information and Broadcasting, who warns that too few workers are contributing to sustain future pensioners.
Did Fred Mitchell say that?
No, that's not what Fred Mitchell
said.
What
did Fred Mitchell
say? Fred Mitchell said we need to expand our gene pool. That's why you see all these migrants. There's something different. Unless he said something different. Mm. Here's what I have to say to that. You want me to make babies for the country? You want these young people to make babies, to grow the country, fix the hospital. You wouldn't even tell the Bahamian people why there's a focus on a maternity and NICU ward in the new specialty unit. You wouldn't tell them the state of maternal health and that specific area in the hospital. You wouldn't tell the people what's been going on for years. Tell them why your focus is NICU and maternity. You want me to have children, but the desks don't have legs in the schools. You don't have enough chairs. The classrooms don't have ACs or fans. The windows don't work. You don't have enough security there to protect my girl child. He's in sexual predators. You can't even fix the road so when they have to walk to school because we pour, they don't get splashed by water.
Mm.
You want me to have children so that when my girl child is molested, she could sit in the police room faced by the accused for the quote-unquote confrontation, or she could sit in the back of a police car and get punched by a police officer because she too feisty? That's why you want me to have children?
It reminds me about D'Aguilar who said you need to get married to get a house.
So my girl child could go to church and get molested up in the pastor bedroom?
Oh, Lord. Let's go to get squeezing this last call. Guardian Radio AM.
So she could go on the beach and get body slammed by the priest because she lost her head for a second?
We have less than 2 minutes. It's a little thing. Go ahead, caller.
Apparently, Laroda never bought Huggies Pampas before.
Crazy, eh?
Mm-hmm.
He never paid for QC school.
You want me to wrap my baby up in sea grape leaf pampas?
If you want NIB to survive, we need more people to pay to internet NIB. And if behemoths don't want to have more children, we need to bring in people to have more children.
You never looked at light bill before, eh?
We need to bring in people to have more children. If Bahamians don't want to do the job, we need to bring in foreigners to do it.
I must have children to send them to the forces camp to drink toilet water?
Yeah, but see, perhaps he's not talking to you. Perhaps he's talking to another group of people who's having children. So Bahamians, they ain't contributing enough. We need y'all to have more children, more picking. And they hear the cry, They had the demand, the command by the authorities. Someone need to take the bullet for the Bahamas to save NIB, and they will answer the call.
It must be my body and my children.
They ain't talking about you no more.
So my children could ride on the bus and get molested by bus drivers or exploited by criminals?
Your children won't be able to fit on the bus because a certain other set of people's children could be on the bus. They answer the call. They will answer the call. The rotor make the problem clear.
I don't care of what descent you young people are. You deserve to be protected. You deserve to live a life free of violence. I don't care what your heritage or ethnicity is. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. This has been Guardian Radio AM with
CA Nuri. Right.
We need more women to have more children. Let's save NIB. Have a good day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.